you're listening to Awakened to Deliver, a podcast from Awakened Bible Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Today, we're continuing our series on the pastoral ministry within the fivefold calling, focusing on the clear biblical distinction between a true shepherd and a false shepherd, and why this discernment is vital for the church today. Our key verses today comes from John chapter 10, verses 12 and 13, which say, "He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who is not the owner of the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf snatches them and scatters the flock. He flees because he is a hired hand and does not care about the sheep." And now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Awaken to Deliver. If you have been walking with us this week, you know that we have been unpacking the pastoral ministry from a biblical perspective. We have been looking at what a pastor is, how they care for the flock, and the weight of leadership that they carry. But today, we are diving into a sobering topic: the difference between a true shepherd and a false shepherd. Our key verse comes straight from Jesus' own teaching in John chapter 10, verses 12 through 13. He describes the hired hand, someone who fills the role of a shepherd but lacks the heart of one. The hired hand abandons the flock when danger comes. They are self-serving, not sacrificial. They are position holders, not protectors. And Jesus contrasts this with himself, the good shepherd, who lays down his life for the sheep. This is perhaps one of the most important teachings for the church today, because we live in an era where the title pastor can be claimed without the calling, and the platform can be sought without the heart. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, verse 15, "Beware of the false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves." The same applies to false shepherds. They look the part, they sound the part, but their fruit reveals their true nature. Now let's shift to Ezekiel chapter 34, verses 1 through 10, where God delivers a strong rebuke to Israel's shepherds. "Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, 'Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say to those shepherds, this is what the Lord God says: Woe, shepherds of Israel, who have been feeding themselves. Should the shepherds not feed the flock? You eat the fat and clothe yourselves with wool. You slaughter the fat sheep without feeding the flock. Those who are sickly, you have not strengthened. The diseased, you have not healed. The broken, you have not bound up. The scattered, you have not brought back. Nor have you searched for the lost. But with force and violence, you have dominated them. They scattered for lack of a shepherd, and they became food for every animal of the field and scattered. My flock wandered through all of the mountains and on every high hill. My flock was scattered over all the surface of the earth, and there was no one to search or seek for them." This is the heart of God's charge against false shepherds. They are self-focused, neglectful, and domineering. They see the sheep as a means to their own comfort or gain, rather than as souls entrusted to their care. God makes it clear: He will hold such leaders accountable. And we see that Jesus warns in Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 through 20, that false leaders can be recognized by their fruits. This means that it's not their charisma, their eloquence, or popularity that prove that they are genuine. It's their consistent pattern of godly character and Christ-like service. A true shepherd bears fruit in keeping with the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. A false shepherd, however, produces works of the flesh: selfish ambition, fits of anger, dissension, greed, and pride. And this ties into something that we must understand. Not every hardship a church faces means that the pastor is false. And not every thriving ministry proves the pastor is true. The difference is in the shepherd's heart and actions when tested. A true shepherd will stand with the flock in seasons of attack, trial, or scarcity. A false shepherd will disappear, shift blame, or exploit the moment for personal advantage. Now, speaking of that, Jesus describes in John chapter 10, verses 14 and 15, "I am the good shepherd, and I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep." That's the heart of a true shepherd, willing to sacrifice everything for the protection and well-being of the flock. This is not theory for Jesus. He literally gave his life on the cross, and pastors who follow him must be willing to sacrifice comfort, reputation, and even personal safety for the sake of the people that God has entrusted to them. Now, in addition, false shepherds often avoid hard truths. They preach what is popular rather than what is biblical. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 through 4, Paul warns, "For the time will come when they will not tolerate sound doctrine, but wanting to have their ears tickled, they will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance with their own desires, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and will turn aside to myths." A true shepherd feeds the flock, the whole counsel of God, even when it convicts, challenges, or offends. They know that spiritual health requires truth, not just encouragement. And here's where it gets interesting. Because false shepherds often hide behind good works to mask ungodly motives. They may run successful programs, build large congregations, or maintain a spotless public image, yet be motivated by pride, greed, or the desire for control. And Jesus makes it clear in Matthew 23 that outward appearances can hide inner corruption. And that's why discernment is so critical. We can't judge solely by what we see in public. We must look at the consistent character, the doctrine preached, and the shepherd's willingness to serve rather than be served. Now let's take a moment to explore the protective role of a true shepherd. In biblical times, a shepherd would place themselves between the flock and danger, whether it was a lion, a bear, or a wolf. David described this in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 34 through 35, when he tells Saul how he defended his father's sheep from predators. A true shepherd today does the same spiritually. They guard against false teaching. They confront divisive behavior, and they defend the unity of the church. A false shepherd, on the other hand, may allow wolves to roam freely if it benefits them politically or financially. And that brings us to the hard truth. Some false shepherds begin as true shepherds, but they drift over time. The pressure of ministry, the temptation of influence, or the lure of wealth can erode integrity. This is why Paul tells Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 16, "Pay close attention to yourself and to the teaching. Persevere in these things, for as you do this, you will save both yourself and those who hear you." The call to remain true is ongoing. And with that said, the church has a responsibility as well. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17 tells believers to obey and submit to their leaders so they can serve with joy. A true shepherd flourishes when the flock responds to godly leadership with unity, prayer, and cooperation. But the flock must also be discerning. If a leader proves false by unrepentant sin, abuse, or distortion of the gospel, Scripture calls for accountability and, in some cases, removal from leadership. Now, before we wrap this up, let me say this. The safest way to spot a false shepherd is to know the chief shepherd. Because the more you know the voice of Jesus through his word, the easier it is to recognize when another voice is leading in a different direction. John chapter 10, verse 27 says, "My sheep listen to my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." If you're rooted in his truth, you won't be easily swayed by a counterfeit. True shepherds are gifts from God to his church. Servants who love, protect, and guide with the heart of Christ. False shepherds are dangers to the flock. Self-serving leaders who exploit, neglect, or abandon those entrusted to them. The difference isn't in the title that they carry, but in the fruit that they bear and the sacrifices that they're willing to make. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awakened to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected and explore more content like this, visit the link tree in the podcast description. There you'll find access to all of Awakened Ministries' socials, as well as a link to Jeff's book, 30 Days of Patience. If this podcast has blessed you, consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of faith and encouragement. Awakened to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time donation through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly partner through one of the tiers on Patreon. All giving options are available through the link tree. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow as we continue diving into God's Word together.